Welcome back to our Divine Office Prayer Online, your scriptural prayer within the Liturgy of the Catholic Church. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We pray this little psalm to help us recollect ourselves, gather our minds up, to be focused. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord. Psalm 67. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness, you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord. Sing praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation, the God of power, the God of love, the God of our salvation. With healing balm my soul he fills, and every faithless murmur stills. To God all praise and glory, what God's almighty power hast made, his gracious mercy keepeth him. By morning glow or evening shade, his watchful eye never sleepeth. Within the kingdom of his might, lo, all is just and all is right. To God all praise and glory. Then all my gladsome way along, I sing aloud thy praises, that men may hear the grateful song my voice unwearied raises. Be joyful in the Lord, my heart, both soul and body bear your part. To God all praise and glory. Over ye who name Christ's holy name, give God all praise and glory. All ye, aloud the wondrous story proclaim, cast us each false idol from its throne. The Lord is God and he alone, to him all praise and glory, to God all praise and glory. Now that was the song, and we're just going to try to combine office of readings with morning prayer so that we have more beautiful psalm prayers to pray. Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue, is Antiphon 1 for Office of Readings. Psalm 31, Sections. A Troubled Person's Confident Appeal to God is the caption. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Luke chapter 23:23-46. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. Release me from the snares they have hidden. For you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress, have not handed me over to the enemy, but see at my feet at large. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. Antiphon 2. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. In the face of all my foes, I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbors, and of fear to my friends. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man, forgotten, like a thing thrown away. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me, as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm. Yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful. But the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong. Let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You have shown me endless patience, God of kindness and truth. Grant that discipline may take a hold of me, the discipline that leads to divine wisdom and holy love today. Form in me the practices and spiritual dispositions that renew the gifts and fruits of the Spirit in me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Guide me in the way of your truth and teach me, for you are my saving God. That's introducing the big shift in the office, where we go from using scripture as a way of talking to God and learning how to pray to God and getting some ideas for our own prayer to listening to God in a more direct way. So we're going to switch. That was the verse introducing the lesson from scripture and tradition. So the first one, it's from a reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. How one finds wisdom is the caption. My son, forget not my teaching. Keep in mind my commands. For many days and years of life and peace will they bring you. Let not kindness and fidelity leave you. Bind them around your neck. Then you will win favor and good esteem before God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. On your own intelligence rely not. In all your ways be mindful of him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will mean health for your flesh and vigor for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with first fruits of all your produce. Then will your barns be filled with grain, with new wine your vats will overflow. The discipline of the Lord, my son, disdain not, spurn not his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, and he chastises the son he favors. Happy the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than profit in silver, and better than gold is her revenue. She is more precious than corals, and none of your choice possessions can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who grasp her, and he is happy who holds her fast. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth and established the heavens by understanding. By his knowledge, the depths break open and the clouds drop down dew. So again, that was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. If you want to go back and study part of it, or if a part stood out, do Lectio Divina or something similar on it. Responsory prayer. Do not resent the Lord's correction, and take no offense when he rebukes you. For those whom he loves, the Lord reproves, just as a father chastises a favorite son. God is treating you as his sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? For those whom he loves, the Lord reproves, just as a father chastises a favorite son. Our second reading from the tradition of the church could be from the optional lectionary, but we're taking it from our regular liturgy of the hours, which has a sermon from Saint Bernard Abbot, or part of a sermon. On the search for wisdom is the caption. Let us work for the food which does not perish, our salvation. Let us work in the vineyard of the Lord to earn our daily wage in the wisdom which says, those who work in me will not sin. Christ tells us, the field is the world. Let us work in it and dig up wisdom, its hidden treasure, a treasure we all look for and want to obtain. If you are looking for it, really look. Be converted and come. Converted from what? From your own willfulness. But you may say, if I do not find wisdom in my own will, where shall I find it? My soul eagerly desires it, and I will not be satisfied when I find it, if it is not a generous amount, a full measure, overflowing into my hands. You are right, for blessed is the man who finds wisdom and is full of prudence. Look for wisdom while it can still be found. Call for it while it is near. Do you want to know how near it is? The word is near you, in your heart and on your lips, provided that you seek it honestly. Insofar as you find wisdom in your heart, prudence will flow from your lips. But be careful that it flows from and not away from them, or that you do not vomit it up. If you have found wisdom, you have found honey, but do not eat too much, that you become full and bring it all up. Eat so that you are always hungry. Wisdom says, those who eat me continue to hunger. Do not think you have too much of it, but do not eat too much, or you will throw it up. If you do, what you seem to have will be taken away from you, because you gave it up, searching too soon. While wisdom is near and while it can be found, look for it and ask for its help. Solomon says, a man who eats too much honey does himself no good. Similarly, the man who seeks his own glorification will be crushed by that same renown. Happy is the man who has found wisdom. Even more happy is the man who lives in wisdom. For he perceives its abundance. There are three ways for wisdom or prudence to abound in you. If you confess your sins, if you give thanks and praise, and if your speech is edifying, man believes with his heart and so is justified. He confesses with his lips and so is saved. In the beginning of his speech, the just man is his own accuser. Next, he gives glory to God. And thirdly, if his wisdom extends that far, he edifies his neighbor. Responsory prayer. I have loved wisdom more than health or beauty, and I preferred her more than the light of day. All good things came to me in her company. From my youth I have loved wisdom and sought her, and I became enamored of her beauty. All good things came to me in her company. Now, instead of a final prayer, we're going to continue with morning prayer, since we really were interested in morning prayer. as it's one of the two key prayers that all ministers of the church are supposed to pray, so that they can pray together with the entire church and on behalf of the church. But in any case, it's also a very beautiful prayer. So we're just going to go and start with our first psalm prayer, with its antiphon. When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God? Psalm 42, longing for the Lord's presence in his temple. Let all who thirst come. Let all who desire to drink from the life-giving waters come. Revelation 22, 17. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long. Where is your God? These things will I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God. Amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. My soul is cast down within me as I think of you. From the country of Jordan and Mount Hebron, from the hill of Minzar, deep is calling on deep in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me. By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God? Why you cast down my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God? And also you can add a Hail Mary, often I do here. In fact, let's do that now. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father. We know that there are many times we share in the dying of Christ so that we can experience a joy that we never would have known later on, just a short time later. Look upon us, guide us in true wisdom, form us in right discipline, Father, and through Mary's intercession, bless us with everything that we need to know your fatherly care. We pray for all of our needs and deliverances and intentions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God? Antiphon 2, Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy. This is a canticle from the Wisdom Book of Sirach, chapter 36, two segments joined together. Prayer of entreaty for the holy city, Jerusalem. This is eternal life, to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17:3. Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Sometimes it's necessary also just to take a moment, especially if you lose it, and maybe look at that caption, as Father Gallagher says, and kind of regain your recollection or what your key thought is. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power. As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you. Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm. Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn. Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory. I love that one. And you can pray it in many different ways because the scriptural concepts there, like Zion, Jerusalem, holy city, God, showing that holiness, that heathen, all those things can have different meanings in the broader context of the word of God given in scripture and tradition. But it's very powerful, isn't it? It gets you going. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy. Antiphon 3 for morning prayer. The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord. Psalm 19a. Praise of the Lord, Creator of all. The dawn from on high shall break on us to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke 1:78-79. The heavens proclaim the word, the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the othermost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. So the optional psalm prayer shows us one way of praying with the concept of the Son of Justice, even though it's originally about the sky, and how God's beauty is revealed by his handiwork in nature. There's a Christocentric way of interpreting that concept of Son. So, for example, the prayer the church gives us optionally says, to enlighten the world, Father, you sent to us your word as the Sun of truth and justice shining upon mankind. Illumine our eyes that we may discern your glory in the many works of your hand. And of course, there's other prayers you might come with, depending on your own experiences and what's going on. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord. Just one little verse is our reading for morning prayer. Jeremiah 15:16. When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart, because I bore your name, O Lord, God of armies. Responsory prayer. Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due. Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due. Sing a new song to the Lord. Give him the praise that is due. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due. And now we begin the Canticle of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free, is our antiphon. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now, finally, we can turn to the intercessions, the Our Father, and the final prayer. Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free. Our Savior has made us a nation of priests to offer acceptable sacrifice to the Father. Let us call upon him in gratitude. Preserve us in your ministry, Lord. Christ, eternal priest, you conferred the holy priesthood on your people. Grant that we may offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to the Father. In your goodness, pour out on us the fruits of your Spirit, patience, kindness, and gentleness. May we love you and possess you, for you are love, and may every action of our lives praise you. May we seek those things which are beneficial to our brothers without counting the cost, to help them on the way to salvation. And we pray for your healing, for your deliverance, and for the personal intentions that you have. We also want to pray for the protection, healing, guidance, and empowerment of Father Rob Galea in his youth ministry this year. And we pray together, preserve us in your ministry, Lord. Gathering all of our prayers and praises into one, let us pray the Our Father together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Now we'll pray the optional prayer for the founders of today. After that, I'm most likely off to catch up on my journaling. An important practice is actually to keep a journal where you kind of record either the content of your prayer, what God you feel like God is saying to you about your life and you're saying to God, or also record the important things, the blessings, the successes, the failures that God gives you, or maybe both. So I have to get back in that habit. Anyway, final prayer. I suppose I told you both so that you could get the idea, wow, a journal like that would be awesome for me, and also so that I could hold myself accountable to just do it and remind myself. Impart to us, O Lord, in kindness and the filial devotion with which the holy brothers venerated so devoutly the Mother of God and led your people to yourself. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. And again, please ask for a partial or plenary indulgence. You're at least going to get a partial indulgence from God through the mediation of the Church for reflecting on Scripture during this time. All this reflection is reflection on the Word of God, even when we're praying the Psalms and things like that. So have a great rest of your day.